Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. And yesterday I started a little series here this week. It's going to be these 7 days that I have for the daily inspiration. It's going to be a study on Romans chapter 9. And Romans 9 has been a very confusing chapter for a lot of people. They don't quite understand the chapter, and I'm not going to say that I have perfect knowledge in all these things or even in this chapter, but I do think the Lord has shown me a few things as I studied through it here some. And so we're going to be looking at chapter 9, but as we did yesterday, we actually started in chapter 10 to get a little bit of context, a little bit of help for us to understand chapter 9. And we're going to go on even today. We're going to look at chapter 11, Romans chapter 11, before we get to chapter 9. Lord willing, tomorrow we'll be talking about the specifics of chapter 9. But let's just pray before we begin. Father, we do thank you. We pray that you would open up our understanding and our mind concerning these chapters in Romans, concerning who you are, God, and how you work in the lives of men individually and as nations, people groups. Lord, we thank you that we have your word, that we don't just have to guess at these things, that we don't have to just go in our own way of thinking or our own imaginations, but Lord, we do have your word, and I thank you for the precious gift that it is. Bless this little study, bless each one who's listening, and help me, Lord, to be able to make things clear and plain. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, as we mentioned yesterday, it seems that Paul's concern and the Jews' concern, or Paul's concern was that the Jews were, or the Israelites were concerned that the Gentiles were becoming the people of God, that they are the ones that are receiving the gospel. They are the ones that the gospel is being preached to, although it was preached to the Jews, and then they rejected, so Paul and different of the apostles would go to the Gentiles then, and the Gentiles were receiving, were believing, and were becoming saved. They were starting churches. They were seeing the power of God working in their lives, and the Jews, the Israelites, were concerned that, you know, here we are the people of God. All through history, we've been the people of God, Abraham's seed. But now what's this with the Gentiles? And so Paul's trying to help them understand. We looked at some of that yesterday in Romans 10. Romans 11, it continues on. And I'm just going to start here with verse 1. It says, I say then, hath God cast away his people, Israel? Didn't say Israel there, but that's who he's talking about. God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. So Paul was saved. All the other apostles were also Israelites. They were saved. And many others, hundreds probably, or thousands even of Jewish Christians at that point, were saved. But so God hadn't cast away his people, but there's many of them that did reject God, and in a sense, they were cast away. We're going to see this in this chapter even. In verse 2, it says, God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. And it goes on and explains some things there. You can read that on your own. We don't have time to go through the whole thing here. But I want to start up again in verse 11. It says, I say then, have they stumbled, the Jews, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, Israel, through Israel's fall, through their unbelief, salvation is come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. See, God chose the Israelites to be his chosen people, and he even put them in a strategic location. The nation of Israel is in a very strategic location, a very prized location, and even the world today recognizes that. There's always fighting over this land of Israel, and because of certain things, and we can't really go into all the things there, but you have the sea on the one side, you have the desert on the other side, and you have this strip of land, which is Israel, And that's what God had given to them. And they were to be this people that the whole world, as they traveled through there, which that was the trade route, people had to go through Israel if they were trading from the north to the south or the south to the north, from Egypt to Babylon and all that. They had to pass through the land of Israel, and they were to see these people that obeyed God. They were to see these people that followed after the ways of God, the laws of God, and the way God blessed them, and the way that they didn't have a king. They just had God as their king and all these things. This is what God's plan was, but they rejected God's plan. They wanted a king. They wanted all these things that the other nations had. They went their own way. They wanted all kinds of stuff. They wanted their sin, and they actually became a reproach there. God turned them over even to the Babylonians and to the Romans later and all of this because of their sin and in disbelief. But that was what God's plan was for them to be this special people that God was going to bless because they were walking in the ways of God. And so here he says, have they stumbled, the Israelites stumbled, that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy, the Israelites. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world or of the Gentiles, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. He had concern for his own people, the Israelites, the Jews. Verse 15, for if the casting away of them, the Israelites, be the reconciling of the world, all the Gentiles, what shall the receiving of them, the Jews, be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, these Israelites that didn't believe and their branches are broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, the Gentiles were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. And what he's saying there is that this olive tree, these people of God, the Israelites, the Jews, some of them were broken off because of unbelief, and others were grafted in because they believed. These Gentiles were grafted in, and they were growing together, and they were the one people of God growing together, the Israelites, some of them, the Israelites, and then some of the Gentiles. As the church there in the book of Acts, and now we have in Romans here, as the church was growing and believers were coming to Christ, and there was the Jews and Gentiles alike in the same church, and the Jews were saying, well, what about this? It seems like they're taking over, and it's, you know, the Gentiles are taking over, and what, you know, there's more Gentiles being saved, and what is this? We are the people of God, not the Gentiles, and so there's this confusion, and this is what Paul is trying to clear up in these chapters, chapter 9, chapter 10, chapter 11, and he goes on, he says, for if God spared not the natural branches, the Jews, verse 21, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, so severity, but toward them goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. And this is the way it is. If we are in Christ, if we believe, if we believe in the Son, we have life. If we don't believe in the Son, we don't have life, as it says in 1 John there. If we believe, as it says in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that whosoever would believeth in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. God loved the world. Those who believe in him are going to have eternal life. They're going to live forever. If they're not believing in him and they choose to to walk away, they're not going to have life, as it says there in John 3:36. And so here, this is what Paul's trying to get through to them. And in Ephesians, well, let me just read a little bit more here in Romans 11, and then we'll go over to Ephesians quickly. But it talks about the mystery here. Verse 23, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again, these Jews that fell away. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel. Notice it's in part. Blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. So all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. There's going to be a time where there's going to be many Jews that will believe in the Messiah, will believe in Jesus Christ. There's people that believe even today, and all through history there's been some, but there's going to be a time when many of the Jews will believe and trust in the living God and see Jesus Christ as their Messiah. But this talks about a mystery. What is this mystery that he talks about here in verse 25? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit. This mystery, we're gonna look a little bit in Ephesians. It talks about this mystery. Several places in Ephesians it talks about this mystery. Chapter 1, verse 9, it says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath prepared which he hath purposed in himself. And it talks several times about this mystery. Verse chapter 30, it says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation be made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy prophets and apostles by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel. So this mystery was that it was hid in time past, although the prophets did speak of it, of the Gentiles coming in and only a remnant being saved of Israel, the Gentiles becoming in. But it says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, because of the gospel that Gentiles would also be saved. And this is the mystery. And God was fulfilling it in their times when Jesus came and died, and then the church started, and the Jews were there in the beginning, and then Gentiles were coming in, and more Gentiles, and more Gentiles, and not as many Jews. And so there was this big question, and so that's what Paul is addressing here in Romans 9, 10, and 11. So we looked at 10, we've looked at 11 a little bit, and tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll get into 9. And this is where it's been very confusing for a lot of people, but I wanted that as a context for what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. I hope this is an encouragement to you, as many people have been very confused about chapter 9 and what God is really like and some of these things. So read ahead, read chapter 9, and maybe you have some questions. If you do have questions, please call. I'm available. Some I can't always answer my phone, like when I'm at work or whatever. But call if you want to have a question. My number is 717-333-1786. That's 717-333-1786. My name is Steve, and or you can leave a message on our voicemail by pressing 99 on your phone there after the closing here, and that'll put you into our voicemail box. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in.